Welcome, guys.
Yes, welcome. I hope you're having a great day or a night. Great night.
What's the topic today?
So, you remember Iron Mike?
You and Mike Tyson.
That's what you told me his nickname is.
Really?
So, yes.
Okay, I forget.
I thought you were like his number one fan or something.
No, actually, there are a lot of people who are his fan.
So you're not one of them?
I'm not a fan of anyone. Against this fan culture.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, so he had the fight with Jake Paul.
Yeah, I've seen.
You watched the fight?
Not the fight, the news.
Did you see who won?
I know. I knew it before it was like done, actually.
So you don't believe in Iron Mike?
So the question is, do you think like he sold out?
Yeah, that's my question to you. Do you think the win was like legit?
I don't think so.
Why?
He's 58. He's not like 68, okay? He could have won easily.
Yeah, but I did not watch the fight, so I don't know the exact details, but I saw like one video and I feel like Jake Paul was going pretty like soft on him. Like he was not like hitting super hard.
Come on.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. But I don't know.
That guy is like one of the best in the world. Like if like you talk about like boxing, maybe he will be like in top 10 like of all time, okay?
Only top 10? I thought like top 5.
I told you I'm not into too much in the boxing.
Okay.
But he's 58. He's not even like 60. Okay?
Barely.
And he's a pro athlete. Mm-hmm. Pro athlete body is totally different than normal people, you know?
I mean, yeah, but he wasn't boxing for like 15 years prior to this fight.
Do you think he was not even taking care of his health?
I mean, he was training, but not like full on. So, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Come on. You know, as far as I know, if you're a pro athlete, like a fighter or something,
mm-hmm.
your muscle mass changes and that changes permanent. Also, like your bone density changes.
And does it like stay that way forever?
Yeah.
Like what if you stop like working out? Does it stay that way?
Yeah. It stays for like hundreds of years.
Wow.
Yeah. For example, they found like in England, you know, there is something called longbow.
No.
So there is this traditional normal bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this longbow. Mm-hmm. Longbow needs a lot of pressure, mm-hmm. like a lot of power to actually shoot it.
Yeah.
And I don't know in which year, I think 1600 or 1700s, they made it compulsory on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
For workers, peasants, like every male adult to actually practice for at least, I don't know how many hours.
Mm-hmm.
So when they actually found bones of people, mm-hmm. their left hand, which they were like holding the bow, okay, it was much bigger, like in terms of density and bone mass than the right one.
So you think it was rigged, basically, the fight?
95% chance, yeah, it is rigged.
If you don't do it for 15 years, can you really be that good at it again?
What is Jake Paul's legacy, you know? We are not talking about, like, he's fighting a world champion.
I mean,
that would be different.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake Paul is, like, he was a YouTuber and also, like, a Vine maker. You know what is Vine?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was known for, like, trolling people. I know he's, like, a boxer, so I don't know.
See, I'm not saying he cannot become a boxer.
Yeah.
You know, you can anytime become anything. But at the same time, what is his experience? How good he is? What is his background?
I think one day he just decided, I want to become a boxer.
Yeah, but it can be like 5 years ago, 2 years ago, I don't know.
I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Imagine some guy with 4 year training and some guy, he is doing it since like when he was 16, 17.
Yeah, almost his whole life.
Yeah. So there is a difference.
Yeah, but which one is training more, like actively? Jake Paul is only like 26, so of course he's young. Wait, maybe he has a chance.
I don't think so. Because according to some people,
mm-hmm.
they say the maturity of body, it comes around 40, 45.
Mm-hmm.
That is like your peak.
Really?
Some people say that.
So you should start boxing at 40?
No, if you are doing it for a long time, your peak would be around 40.
Hmm.
Your peak would be around 40, 35, 45, between this. It can't be before that.
Why? See,
every sport is different. Combat is a different sport. You cannot be like a good combatant with very less experience.
That's true. I think Jake Paul has only had like one or two fights before this. Like actual fight.
Really?
I think, yeah, because he was trying to like challenge like big people. Like, I want to fight you, I want to fight you. No one wanted to fight him. So, I don't know how he got Mike Tyson to fight with him.
I think it was for the money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, that's why they do.
How much did they earn, by the way, in this fight?
I think maybe 40 million.
Like total or?
I'm not sure.
Per person.
I think per person.
So Jake Paul got like 40 million just for getting into the ring.
Yeah.
And Tyson got 20 million.
So you get more after you win? Or that's just how much you get? Like no matter if you win or lose?
Of course you get more after the win.
So how much?
I don't know. How do I know?
I don't know.
It's all different for the fights.
Really?
Yeah. Also like there is illegal things as well, you know? Like, for example, a lot of people like putting money on one person. So he can decide to lose and there is like internal things. I don't know exactly how it works, but you know that, how it can work.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say any more than 40 million, so how can I know?
What is Mike Tyson's net worth right now?
It says 10 million. But how can it be 10 million if he's getting 20 million just for this?
That's why he chose to lose, you know? That's why he come out of the retirement.
The hiatus, yeah. Yeah, it's 10 million. Wow.
Now it is 30.
Yeah.
Not 30. You have to take out the taxes. It would be like, how much is in USA? Like 30, 35%?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on which state he lives in. So it would be like 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
For why is Trump always there? What?
Because Trump is always there.
That's so weird.
Well, that's what you think. That's why he's the president now.
Not yet, but
yeah. He is?
No.
What do you mean he's not?
I told you, it happens in January.
See, once you are a president, you're always a president, right?
I mean, yeah, but right now he's former president. He's not
who's
the...
George Washington, huh? Some random guy from America.
Yeah, I don't know.
18th century, you never know, you don't know. Some plantation owners.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say that they got any more than 40 or that Jake Paul got any more.
I'm sure illegally they are getting more.
Like,
how much was betting done on them? Let's see.
I just saw like angry videos of men like crying and screaming because they lost money.
Really? Wow.
Oh my god, Drake made him 1 million.
On who?
I'm pretty sure he put it on Tyson and he lost.
I think Mike Tyson don't like Drake.
Why?
I don't know.
Does anyone like Drake? I don't know.
His mom?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're saying his mom doesn't love him.
I didn't say that, but if that's what people think, then...
220 odds.
I don't know, but people were betting like a lot of money on Mike Tyson.
They were not suspicious at all, like it can be a play or something. Like,
I mean, if you're gonna bet, at least be good at it, you know? Think of all the possibilities.
You're saying put 50-50 on both of them?
I mean, if you want, you can do that.
Imagine you are so unlucky, you put 50-50 and there is a it is a draw. It is a tie.
Oh my god.
Like nobody wins. But you lose.
Okay, actually that would be so funny. I think there was only like a 4-point difference or something. So like, it could have happened.
But nobody was bleeding or anything.
Yeah,
no.
There was like, they were just punching a little. What I think there were like 8 rounds or something.
Not even 10?
No.
Mm-hmm. But going for 8 rounds for a 58 years old is not easy.
I mean, I don't know how much is the typical amount of rounds.
I think typically there are 10. As far as I know. But yeah, how much is the maximum round?
What do you think?
Boxing. I don't know, but I'm getting 16 in my mind. 12. 3
okay.
Minutes. It's really not easy.
I mean, for an old man, that's not bad. Like, Could be worse.
Yeah, that's true. But I think the problem is, if he was the old Mike Tyson, like, right now he's a mentally very stable person.
I mean, yeah. But he was biting his gloves, like, during the fight.
During the fight? Like, actually?
Yeah, yeah, he was biting during the fight.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, his gloves or, like, his own gloves?
His own gloves, obviously.
Ah. For example, if he wasn't, like, not mentally stable as much like he is right now,
yeah,
it could be different.
You could be biting the other guys like you are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously. I think that's why Jake Paul chose him now.
Some people are saying now he will dig out Muhammad Ali from the grave and he'll fight him.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But do you think Jake Paul is, like, a real boxer now? After winning against Mike Tyson?
Some people say he is. But he's being a good showman, actually.
Mm-hmm.
For example, after the fight, he was, like, giving respect to Mike Tyson.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He called him a legend. He said he's happy to do it. Something like this. So he is showing sportsmanship and...
But I saw he didn't even shake Mike's hand.
I saw a picture, he was bowing down to him.
What?
Like, yeah, not on his knees, but like, you know, how Japanese people bow down like that, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, yeah, he has to, like, do it.
Yeah. I mean, a thing like this can really improve his image.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the people would say, like, okay, maybe it is something else, maybe it is something else, maybe it is paid up and everything, but he really showed, like, this is a nice thing he showed.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Unlike his brother.
What do you mean by that?
You know Prime, his brother's drink.
Yeah.
It's like pretty unhealthy. And
really? I don't know. I just saw like the bottles are so ugly.
Yeah. They show like it is so healthy in these things. It is the best energy drink. Something like this.
I don't know. I just saw a video of them eating like the Mr. Beast like Lunchables brand and then drinking the Prime. So, I don't know.
That is like... they want to die, basically.
The moldy cheese and the fries, yeah.
I mean, did they eat the cheese?
I think, yeah. But it wasn't moldy for them.
How do you know?
Because I saw the video. Unless they, like, edited. I don't know.
Imagine they're not even eating their own food.
I don't think they are. Like, maybe they just, like, throw up. Like, or they just
really?
Spit it out.
See, I don't know about... Mr. Beast, but I think Logan Paul can drink his own thing. Like, I don't think he really cares about his own health as well. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean,
maybe
he has to sell the drink, so he has to be seen drinking it, right?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he really cares about his health. Maybe he doesn't. Like, you know, when you're young, and there's a lot of young people, they don't care about their health as well.
Mm-hmm,
old people as well.
But I think his brother is only like 30 or something.
Whose brother?
Jake Paul's brother.
Logan Paul.
Yes. I think he's the older one.
I mean, if this guy is like 27, 28, and yeah, that is 30, so yeah, I think 30 years old is like elder.
So you're saying Mike Tyson is ancient?
Wait. Why are we like saying bad things about him?
I don't know.
Out of the blue, like why are you saying bad things about him?
I'm not saying, you're saying.
No. You think... He lost, and now you can say, you people like you, who try to make fun of everyone in their life,
no,
his life is a joke.
That's not true.
They want to make fun of everyone.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. Jake's bet was only 355,000.
355. Why this weird number? Why not like a proper figure?
Maybe it's some special number to him.
Special to lose money. I would say, guys, if you want to market like Logan, no, Jake Paul.
Jake
don't,
Paul.
Don't be like Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah. No.
Market like Jake.
Mm-hmm. He's actually really good at it.
I'm sure he is. Even though you were fighting, you were doing these things. He knows if you want to stay in this business on a long term, he has to make sure the people love him.
Mm-hmm.
And this show that he has the, he's a man, you know, it is bigger than sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
He is a gentleman. He knows who to give respect and how to give respect. That's what I would say. Giving respect is an art.
Yeah.
Giving people too much of it, it's bad. Giving at wrong time is also bad.
Yeah.
And giving too less can be bad.
Everything is bad. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying there is a very thin line between being cringe and being perfect in it. People, guys, you will make mistakes in this regard. Just keep on doing it. Just be yourself.
Be like Jake Paul, you know?
Fight old people, guys, and then say, oh, I respect you. It works. It works all the time. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.